Okay. So describe it to me.
Okay. Well, in one dream, we were walking down like a sidewalk. It kind of looked like it was a gold sidewalk.
Well, it probably was a gold sidewalk.
And we're walking down. He had his arm around me, and we were just talking.
You remember what you were wearing?
I think he was wearing white. I couldn't see me. All I saw was him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You think he was wearing white?
I think so.
And y'all were walking down the sidewalk, and he had his arm around you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and y'all were just talking?
Just talking.
I remember you saying you could see something kind of off to the side like this.
Yeah.
What? And I remember you saying it. You say it again.
It's kind of like houses. Mm-hmm. Cool looking houses and trees. It kind of felt like, you know, how you're going down Aiden's road?
Yeah.
To get to her house.
Okay, yeah. Just like a neighborhood?
Yeah, it kind of felt like I was walking down that.
Okay. All right.
And it was kind of going downhill a little bit.
Okay.
And I mean, I really couldn't tell what he was saying.
You couldn't?
Uh-uh. I know we might have not been talking much, but I'm pretty sure we were talking. We were just walking down the sidewalk, you know.
Uh-huh. But you don't remember, like, him saying anything specific. You just remember just kind of having,
yeah,
like, a regular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought, I remember you saying whatever was off to the side was, like, really pretty, or maybe it was really colorful. What did you tell me?
Oh, that was a different, that was the other dream.
Oh, that was the hot air balloon dream?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me about that.
Okay, so this one, he has his arm around me down the sidewalk.
He had, okay.
You know, I think this was the same dream.
Okay, it might have been.
And we were walking down, and I could see a bunch of cool looking stuff, and I could see a bunch of hot air balloons.
Like,
but they were gold.
Okay.
Bunch of gold hot air balloons.
Mm-hmm.
They were like out in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just walking
down.
Like
the same height as you, or like above you or below you?
What do you mean?
Like, were like you they, up and they were up? Or were you like down on the
ground?
It was
level.
Okay.
It was level ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, they were out there in like a pasture thing. And he was, I know he was telling me he was going to go up to heaven in a hot air balloon.
Okay.
And he just, we kept talking, and then finally he said he got in there, and I watched him go up, and it was awesome.
Really?
Like, he just went up in there. Yep.
That is so neat, man.
I know, it's awesome. I don't think anybody would ever have a dream like that.
I've never heard of one.
I've heard in the Bible that, like, a carriage would pick somebody up and
get
up into heaven.
The prophet Elijah.
Uh-huh.
Or Elijah.
I've heard a story about that.
Yep.
And this is like 2017 version of a carriage, you know?
That's exactly right.
It's just a big old gold hot air balloon going up into there.
Did you tell me it was like a triangle though, like a pyramid? Like,
yeah.
It had a pointed
top? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it did.
Did all of the other ones that you could see have the pointed tops, or were they all round?
They were all round.
So his was different.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so cool.
And it was kind of like when somebody died, they were all ready. Like, ready for them. Whenever somebody died, they were all ready.
So all of the balloons were just there ready to take somebody up?
Yeah. Like, they were just never run out of gas, you know, just sitting there. It was cool. And you know how sometimes they'll be off and they'd be just laying on the ground? These were, like, blown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were ready at all times. That's about it.
What y'all doing?
Nothing. Cool.
Yep, come on
out. I just wanted to borrow a thermometer. That's not feeling good, and I went to kiss him, and he feels hot, and if he's got fever, I'm going to leave him.
Say that again.
So he he, when we were walking down, he had his eyes on me. He didn't take them off. He just looking down, talking, walking down. He didn't have to see where he was going. It's kind of like he knew where he was going, and he didn't have to watch. It was just me and him. Nobody else was there. Nobody.
Mama, and, but you said he didn't take his eyes off of me.
No, he just kept staring at me. And just. And this was the dream that he didn't have his glasses on.
Okay. So I think they were two different ones, Mac.
Mama.
But it felt like one of them, he had his glasses on and he was walking down the sidewalk. And then later, He didn't have them on.
But you didn't, like, see him take them off or anything. Uh-uh. He just didn't have them on.
But it might have been he did have them on, and I was just dreaming.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah.
And he didn't have them on, and I was still dreaming. But, yeah, it's, I can't think of anything else.
Thank you for telling
me. It was pretty cool just watching him go up and then he disappeared. Yeah.
I just think
that's one of the coolest ways. I'd be like, man, if I got to go up in a hot air balloon, I'd be terrified because I don't like the fear of heights.
Well, I don't either.
And he was looking down while he was going up.
He was looking at you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you waving at him?
Uh-uh. Wave.
You just weren't watching.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Have you had any visits yet?
No, and that's what I was just fixing to say, that I think the neatest thing to me is that I think you're the only one. Which doesn't surprise me at all, because I think, especially right now, this soon, I think you would be the most important one to him to have the visit. I think you'll probably always be the most important one to have a visit, but I think we'll all get them at some time.
Okay. Let's go see if we can find that thermometer.
I love you so much.
Mommy.
You actually feel a little warm.
Mama.
Okay.
I don't have a fever. I don't feel weird.
Okay.
Mommy.
Yeah.
I'm tired.